There's a group of people who are deeply concerned about Illinois' massive gambling expansion plans. Gambling addicts say all those new opportunities to wager could dramatically increase the number of compulsive bettors. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos reports.
Chris is a 62-year-old lawyer and grandfather who lives on the northwest side of Chicago. He's also a recovering gambling addict. His obsessive betting at the casino in Des Plaines cost him a lot of money.
I estimated that I lost somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000.
Chris kicked the habit a few years ago.
But I was a gambler for about 5 years, casino gambling here at Rivers Casino, playing craps. I just couldn't keep doing it anymore. I was burning through relationships, and I was lying, and I was getting caught lying.
He thinks the state's ambitious gambling expansion could put many people in the same bad spot he once was in. The new gambling bill from Springfield could turn Illinois into the Macau of the Midwest. The plans include new casinos, more video gambling machines with higher betting limits, and a whole new sort of legalized gambling, sports betting. An analysis of the gambling bill by ProPublica Illinois and WBEZ found Illinois could end up with nearly 80,000 seats where you can place a bet. That would almost double the 44,000 gambling positions the state has now.
There's going to be gambling on every corner and every venue you go to. I mean, you'll be able to go to a Bears game, a Bears season ticket holder, and be able to bet on the Bears before the game. It's crazy what the expansion is doing.
Chris says he's confident he can resist all those new temptations to bet, but he's deeply worried about other problem gamblers and about creating new addicts. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he gets that. The new state budget promises to increase government spending on gambling addiction services to $6.8 million a year.
We've very much focused on that, and we've got to make sure that those addiction treatment and therapy opportunities are all over the state, wherever there may be people who have a gambling addiction problem.
Earlier this year, ProPublica and WBEZ reported how the state had failed for years to make good on promises to increase funding for gambling addiction programs. Pritzker was just elected in November, and the Democrat says he's mindful of the state's sad track record.
You know, remember, there are not a lot of dollars for that in prior budgets. We've expanded it, but in prior budgets, you know, it's only about $1.5 million, and they weren't even spending that.
Chris, that recovering casino gambler, was able to quit after spending a month in a program in Maywood run by the Wayback Inn. He still works with a counselor at that group. The Wayback Inn is one of the organizations that's gotten state money to help gambling addicts. Here's Executive Director Anita Pindier.
$6.8 million sounds very exciting. It is a huge increase from the current funding. So the current funding is under $1 million.
She's one of only 63 counselors in the whole state certified to work specifically with compulsive gamblers.
I don't think we have enough trained professionals to deal with the potential problem that might be coming.
Pindier says it's been nearly 30 years since the last time the state did a study that counted just how many people in Illinois suffer from gambling addiction. But last week, state officials that oversee gambling addiction programs told us they would use some of the new funding to finally conduct a thorough study of the problem. For many Illinoisans struggling to avoid gambling, the only help they get is from support groups. Last Monday night, the day after the state Senate approved the gambling expansion bill, seven recovering addicts met at a tiny church in Loves Park near Rockford.
Come on in, Dan. Come on in, Dan. We've already had a group conscience here.
Will is a retired auto plant worker who quit gambling just 14 months ago. He now attends weekly Gamblers Anonymous meetings here.
So what would you tell the state lawmakers about what they've just done?
I don't care how much gambling come to Illinois, as long as I'm not gambling. You know, I have to worry about myself. That's being selfish.
Rockford and the towns near it, including Loves Park, already have nearly 200 locations where you can wager at 900 video gambling machines. And Springfield has now cleared the way for Rockford to add another 2,000 gambling positions at a new casino there. Governor Pritzker has indicated he will sign the gambling bill into law. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.
You can find more of WBEZ and ProPublica Illinois' coverage at WBEZ.org/gambling. And people who might need help with a gambling problem can call the state's hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER.